CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
No. Yes, look. Bobby, look at the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Look at his eyes. I was just thinking stalkers.
Well, that's quite a sight, isn't
look
it, Bobby?
Him,
pretty tree.
Great tree.
Yes, pretty tree.
Can I start handing out the presents?
Yes, dear, you can.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we ought to wait until we're all here. Where is Aunt Effie?
Oh, she's in the kitchen. Aunt Effie! Never mind doing up the breakfast dishes, Nadia. We'll do them later.
Yeah, come on, Aunt Effie.
What's the great big long present for with the red bow?
Oh, I wouldn't know who Santa Claus left things for.
Ooh, for you, Daddy.
It is. Well, I wonder what it could be.
Open it.
No. We're going to wait for Aunt Effie. Besides, I want Daddy to open that one last.
Is that from you?
Not telling.
Well, now, look, I hope you didn't spend more than 10 cents, because that's all I spent on you. That's what you said now.
What's Aunt Effie doing? She says we have to wait for Bobby to wake up, and now we have to wait for Aunt Effie.
Oh, she's doing breakfast dishes, I can hear.
Well, look, tell her to let him go, will you?
I did, dear. You know Aunt Effie. She said she can't sit down and enjoy opening presents, knowing the sink is full of dirty dishes. I'll go help her, and then they'll be done.
Oh, golly.
Just be patient. It won't take us more than 5 minutes.
No, Bobby, just let the presents alone, will you? Look, you two better step on it, or Bobby will have everything ripped open in here. No. Oh, golly. Oh, I want to get some pictures, too. Betsy, now, don't let Bobby get into anything, will you, honey, while I go and find the camera?
Honestly, I wish everybody hurry up, please.
Betsy, did you save the cards on everything?
Yeah, I guess so. Look at the nice magic set I got from Aunt Effie.
What do you mean, you guess so? Last year, you just unwrapped everything so fast, I had no idea what card went with what present. And we had a terrible time writing your thank you notes, remember? Who did you get the doll from?
I don't know.
Will you stop worrying about it and open the rest of your presents?
Well, Aunt Effie has already scooped up 2 big boxfuls of paper, and she's out there now sorting out the ribbons that can be saved and the pretty paper that can be used over again. I mean,
Aunt Effie! Honestly, for Pete's sake, she hasn't even opened all her presents.
I know, but she cannot wait until all the unwrapping is over.
What's the fun of Christmas if somebody's busy cleaning up the mess before you even get through unwrapping?
Yes, well, don't say anything, dear. I think she's rather unhappy today. She's acted so strangely. She sent Mr. Whittaker a Christmas present, and all he sent her was a card.
Oh, poor Aunt Effie.
I think she's just keeping busy to take her mind off it, you know. Don't say anything.
No. Honey, look at
Bobby. My boy.
He's having more fun with a pretty paper than he is with his present.
I should say.
I know. He just likes to pull the paper up, don't you, little dickens?
He is pretty, I should say they are. Why don't you open my present?
Well, why don't you open mine?
Oh, you open mine first.
No, you open mine.
No, you open mine, please. Oh, I hope you like it. Bobby! No, dear. No, sir, wait for me, darling. Betsy, can't you keep a little bit of an eye on him, honey?
Can I go ice skating this afternoon in my new ice skates?
Your ice skates, yes. Don't try them on in here, honey. You know better than that. You'll cut the rug. Now go on out to the kitchen and stand on some newspaper out there. Please, dear, will you?
But for Pete's sake, what is this? What is this?
Do you like it? Open the other little box in there with it. I mean, that's part of it. And lift off the cover to that.
What?
That, yeah. I mean, it all goes together, but it's in 3 parts, you know.
You surprised? What is it, Daddy?
A telescope?
Don't you like it? Didn't you want one?
A telescope.
2 weeks ago, you said when you were little, you wanted to be an astronomer when you grew up. You had just loved astronomy, and you always wished you had a telescope. I mean, a really good one. Take it back. Take it back.
Wait a minute, will you?
I thought for once, just one Christmas, you know, I could really surprise you with something that dreamed of having when you were little, but if you don't mind,
heaven knows I am surprised. Honey, I mean, it's wonderful. I never dreamt of having such a magnificent one. But all I mean, dear, is just that I was 12 years old when I wanted it, and I...
Take it back.
No, 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 no.
I don't mind at all, no, darling. I guess I'm
I
just
will not
crazy
take it back, will you? I'm just so overwhelmed, honey. No, no, I'm not going to take it back. You're crazy. No, indeed.
I thought, just a crazy idea. I thought, you could teach Betsy about the stars.
Well, sure, of course, honey.
Things
but,
like that.
Golly, did you get a tripod and a special lens and everything? Holy smokes. Oh, boy. You know, if Stan Burton could see me now.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, Stan Burton was a kid I knew next door when we lived for a year in Dixon, New York.
Oh,
boy, how we wished we had a really good telescope.
Oh.
Now, we were both going to be great astronomers. Gee, I wonder what ever happened to him.
Well, I never heard you speak of him before.
Yeah, I don't think I've even thought of him for years.
His name?
Stan Burton. That was his name, yeah. Boy, I remember his mother, too. She scared the living daylights out of me. Yeah.
Did she?
His dad had the newspaper there. Stan probably runs it now. Stan Burton. Well, you know, if you hadn't given me this telescope, I bet I never would have remembered that fella. You know, we only lived there for a year.
Betsy, don't try your ice skates on in here. Now, what did I say?
You know what? I got a notion to call Stan.
Just take him out in the kitchen.
Tell him I finally got the telescope we wanted. Gee, I wonder if he'd remember me.
No, why don't you call him up? Just say, Merry Christmas. After all these years, I got the telescope. See if he remembers your voice, you know.
Oh, well, hardly. My voice has changed since then. I mean, I was only 11 or 12 years old.
Oh, that's right.
By golly, I think I will. You know, he may not even live there anymore, but I can try. What do you think, huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Why don't you? It's Christmas.
Christmas.
I mean, I think that's the time to call up old friends.
Call
I think
up
it's
old
nice
to friends? Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm going to call him up. Of course, I'll feel like long distance, please, an idiot, you know, if he doesn't remember me at all. Operator, I want to call a Stanley Burton in Dixon, New York.
Hello? This is he. Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Who is this? Oh, hello. I'm afraid I don't. Come on, say a little more. Give me this to him. Telescope. A telescope? Hey! No kidding! No kidding! Well, I'll be darned!
What is going on? Who is it,
Jack? Well, I'll be darned! Hey, well, where are you living now, pal? What are you doing? Are you married? I mean, well, no, fill me in. Come on, fill me in.
I'm entitled to know just who's on the phone.
Hold on a second, will you? Mother, remember that family who lived next door to us for about a year? The Pipers, when I was about 12?
Well, I remember the boy there.
Yeah, well, that's who it is. Remember how crazy he and I were about being astronomers?
All that I remember about that Piper boy is that he was the one who knocked over my garbage can one Halloween and just jumped the garbage all over the back porch. It was simply outrageous. You're talking to that boy?
Well, he's a man now, Mother, the same age as I am, and he's calling long distance.
Well, I wouldn't waste my time.
He got a beautiful telescope, which reminded him of me, and so he called to say Merry Christmas. Oh,
just let me talk to him. You finish what you were doing, and I'll...
Hello? I was just telling Mother who was calling. I can't get over this. Okay. She wants to speak to you. Now, Mother, let bygones be bygones.
I shall say only what is necessary. Hello? Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Oh, yes. Yes, I do remember you. You're the one who dumped garbage all over my back porch one Halloween.
No, Mother, that was 20 years ago. Please give me that phone again. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, tell me. Bring me up to date. What have you been doing all these years?
Yeah. Okay, Stan. I'll write you a long letter. You do the same now. Maybe we'll get together sometime. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, I take it he remembers you. What was that? What was all that about garbage?
Oh, the old lady, you know, Mother Burton. She got on the phone to accuse me of upsetting her garbage can.
What?
Oh, on a Halloween about 20 years ago, you know.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, she would remember that, you know. Truth is, I didn't have the heart to tell her, but it was Stan who did the upsetting.
That's what you get for renewing old lang syne.
Yeah,
it wasn't very nice dumping garbage on her.
I remember that. It was Stan that did it. Well, okay, come on now. Aren't you interested in what I gave you that only cost a dime?
Oh, you, yes. Goodness, I can't imagine what it is.
Thank you.
goodness.
Well, I thought maybe... Do you like it?
It's just beautiful. Uh-huh. It is just beautiful. Like it is hardly the word. Or words. Really? It's just where we hang it.
Well, I thought maybe over the mantelpiece, you know. You said you wanted a big picture of something that meant something to all of us to hang over the mantel. And...
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a perfect picture. Bessie! And Anthea! Where are they?
Well,
this whole Christmas,
Bessie
everybody...
to try on her skates. Oh, no. Here,
Bessie, come here. Look what your daddy gave me.
Oh, Johnny, it's just beautiful.
Isn't it, though, honey? Mm-hmm. Do you know what it's a picture of, honey? Do you remember,
dear?
Of course, it's Venice.
That's right.
There's St. Mark's Church and the Doge's Palace and the pigeon and the canal over there.
Doge's, dear. And do you know who painted it?
No.
No, honey, she wouldn't know that. I mean, we never saw the original.
Well, I told her about the painter who painted so many scenes of Venice. Begins with C. Canaletto.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
Canaletto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, honey, really, you couldn't have given me anything I'd have liked more.
Oh, well, I tell you, I had quite a time finding a print this big. You know, I had to send to New York to get it.
No.
I had to send to New York to get it. Then I had it framed here.
Oh, it's just lovely, darling. And Effie, what is she doing now, Betsy?
She's looking for the top to the teapot at Martha Gaeta.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I guess she unwrapped the teapot, and apparently she didn't unwrap the top to it. And now she thinks she must have thrown it in the trash can.
Oh, I told her to stop picking things up so fast.
Well, she's down in the basement and she's got everything strewn all over the floor and she's looking through all of it.
Honestly, every Christmas we throw out something when we pick up. Now, Betsy, darling, put the cards with the presents you got. Oh, it's been a wonderful Christmas, hasn't it, darling? Mm-hmm. I love the pictures.
And I love my telescope. You know what? Tonight I'll show you the craters on the moon.
Oh, I'd love to see
Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas, dear.
A moment out now for a sentiment we hope you're hearing a great deal of today. CBS Radio considers it a privilege to be sharing your Christmas day. From the couple next door, their entire cast and the production staff, and from all of us here at CBS Radio to you and all of yours, Merry Christmas. Remember, an extra measure of caution and every measure of pleasure ensures a happy, safe New Year as well. The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, semi-live radio of yesteryear. Aloha, thank you.